the best in the business covering the game, and that's our Peter Gammons. And Peter, I wonder if you were like Jorge Posada and had a sort of an exhale moment when it was over. Did it feel joyless to you when the Yankees won outside of the new guys? Because it sort of felt joyless to me.
Well, I think one thing was the ballpark. I mean, listen, it's a beautiful ballpark. And, you know, and I realized that the economy changed, so some of the personality changed too. But I never sensed that it was loud there. There was none of that feeling of the old Yankee Stadium. And I think that was part of it. And I also think, the word you use, joyless, is very good, because I think that the Yankees, okay, they expected to win. I mean, it was so ridiculous that there were even a couple of columns, well, if they don't win now, Joe Girardi should be fired, please. You know, they'd already won, what, 103, 106, 110, 113 games on the season. And they're a little bit like, well, they have the highest payroll, et cetera, et cetera. And I think that leading into that game, it was forgotten a little bit. What was remembered so much during that game is that the Mount Rushmore, the foursome that had been there since 96, still carried them so much. It still haven't aged in a lot of ways. And there were a lot of great storylines that went along with the Yankees. But at the same time, I think you're right. I think they were a little bit buried until they finally went and won. And I think there was a feeling of a huge exhale that said, oh, my goodness, you know, we've just watched, you know, 14 remarkable years of Derek Jeter and Jorge Posada and Andy Pettit and the best, Mariano Rivera.
And that's what I want to follow with next. Peter Gammons joining us here, Scott Van Pelt Show. He joins us on the Subway Fresh Take Hotline. And, Peter, you last night on our SportsCenter segments, you used the, I believe I want to get it correctly, you called him the MVP and the Cy Young of the last 15 years. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Okay. Where would you say his gas tank is? If there's a needle on the Rivera gas tank, where is it? Because it doesn't look anywhere near empty to me. It looks like he's still got a half a tank at least.
Oh, I agree. And he's going to turn 40, in I think about 4 weeks. He turns 40 years old.
That's amazing.
It is. I mean, he did admit, and, you know, there was very little said about it during the series. He admitted to us on the set that he was absolutely dying, that his side was really bothering him. I guess it was an oblique pull that had been bothering him for about a week. And those last two saves he had, one was 39 pitches. The other one last night was, what, 42 pitches to record 5 outs, which is uncharacteristic for him. But at the same time, he can still do it hurt. Well, if he's going to be healthy for another 3 years, you know, what is he going to rack up? He's an amazing character. This is something Tim Kirchner and I were talking about during the game. This is kind of thing you talk about as fans. And you know, where does he sit in the pantheon of the greatest franchise in sports? And
you said top five last night, right? Or like top five Yankee?
Top five or top six. So I guess I have to amend it to top six. But you've got Ruth, Gehrig, DiMaggio. And then the other three, so would be Mantle and Mantle and Berra and Rivera. And if you think about what that means, this isn't the top six San Diego podcast.
No, I'm just laughing because that's a tough top five to crack, man. That's a literal Mount Rushmore right there.
It's a great question because of, you know, the 27 World Championships. But Mariano Rivera, I mean, when we watched all these other relievers, good pitchers during the playoffs struggle and get beaten and run into these stretches where they can't get anyone out. And then actually Mariano was setting up for John Wetwood in 96. But still, I mean, this is a guy that from 1995 through 2009 has had the month of October off once and still continued on this. It amazes me. And I have to say, Scott, another thing we were talking about, the greatest gentleman we've known. And that was my 37th World Series. Now, I mean, we have two others on those two teams, Jeter and Utley, who would be up at the top of, you know, near the top of the list of people who are just really gentlemen and distinguished people. But I'm not sure that Mariano Rivera isn't the most distinguished individual person that I've ever covered.
Wow.
And I say that with absolute reverence and just he treats people, you know, there's that a great line from a Buddy Guy song, you know, treat people the way you want them to treat you. And that's what Mariano's done all his life. And He's a model person. And there was a wonderful moment. We had Jerry Hairston on the set because he's a good friend of Chris Singleton. And he said when he came over from Cincinnati, Mariano Rivera pulled him aside and said, "Welcome home."
Yeah, that was great. That was great.
I mean, I was really touched by that because that doesn't happen a lot in sports. And it really tells you something about how much Mariano loves the Yankees and how much he loves to win.
I want to close with Alex Rodriguez. His year began with you sitting there. You've talked at length about he was hyperventilating and it was sort of the clouds cleared. He felt so good to get whatever he chose to get off his chest off it. The surgery, all that he did in the playoffs, and now he's a world champion. How does this change him moving forward?
Oh, I think it makes him a very relaxed, very different person. I don't think he'll worry about public perception. I think he'll find peace with himself, which is terrific. And I think he's apt to become a better player at 37, 38, 39 than he would have if he were carrying the mantle of worrying about public perception. And I think he'll go on. He came over before the game and just said, can you believe that, we've gone from Miami to here. And he was like he really was like a 12-year-old child. He was so excited about it. And I have to tell you, we're humans. We have the right to like people and root for them. It made me so happy to see him at that moment be that 12-year-old kid that he once, the little leaguer that he once was.
Well, I said joyless. That did not apply to number 13. It's been an interesting ride for him. Peter, we've appreciated your perspective throughout this season. And then now, like Posada, you can exhale and hopefully put your feet up and rest a little bit. Have a great holiday season. I'm sure we'll see you around the shop somewhere down the road.
Call anytime, Scott. Thank you very much.
Appreciate that.